Kathy Dawes with more of K-Man's In Focus. Open phones, 537-1350, here at News Radio KMAN. Something else I'd like to talk about that's a little bit personal to me.
Okay.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And a couple of things to think about. Now we had on our newscast this morning about these pink pumpkins.
Yes.
That I guess are going to be available this weekend at Hy-Vee. And they're $10, and I understand part of the proceeds go to Johnson Cancer Research Center.
Right.
So that's I'm buying some pink pumpkins.
Yeah.
Also, October 14th, the following Saturday, our next K-State football game is the date where we're inviting fans. You know, the Johnson Cancer Research Center has these T-shirts that say "Fighting Ever Fighting for a Cure."
I saw your picture with your
shirt
on.
I took my picture up there in the studio.
Good for you.
In the booth, and those are available. I believe G. Thomas Jewelers downtown has some of those for sale. The Johnson Cancer Center, which is in Chalmers Hall.
Mm-hmm. I have
State
shirts
has
from previous
some of
years. Wonderful
and you can
effort.
Also contact the Johnson Cancer Center. They'll get you checked out and whatever you need. So if you're going to the game, wear those shirts. You know, the previous shirts, you know, had the pink Power Cat on.
Right.
You can still wear those. That's fine. But, you know, this is a new updated shirt because mine with the pink Power Cat's got quite a bit of mileage on it.
And a reminder, women, get those mammograms.
Yes.
Yep.
And, you know, one of the things, we talked about this here with some folks from the hospital, a month or two ago, about, you know, the new technologies that are here. And if we had those new technologies 15 years ago when my wife was first diagnosed with breast cancer, she may still be here today.
I know.
You know, and so it's very important for us to continue to support research, not just into breast cancer, but all cancers. And I found out about another friend that, you know, is dealing with colon cancer. And you know, it's so prevalent.
The earlier you get it, the better. Of course, I'm a cancer survivor, too. Very rare type of cancer. I mean, you can't equate it to some of these a lot of people have to deal with. But adenoid cystic carcinoma, if anybody cares. But very rare. But still, it was diagnosed extremely early by a very alert dental hygienist here locally. So if you're early, it
you
helps.
Take her chocolate every time you go in.
I gave both her and the dentist a huge gift certificate following all that and recognized them in a series that I actually put
together. Good for you. Well, we got about 5 minutes left of the program here this morning, and a reminder that tomorrow on K-Man we will have City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Linda Morris to be joining us for the program. The rest of the program lineup for today, we have Clark Howard next, followed by Rush Limbaugh. I'm sure Rush will have plenty to say as well.
And President Trump is talking
about
now.
Ready to go to the podium. CBS News will provide that information for us here as well. At 50 seconds ago,
they're quoting the President Trump is saying, "We are joined together today in sadness, shock, and grief. It was an act of pure evil." So he has just started to talk, apparently.
All right. By the way, we have Chiefs football on tonight. And that broadcast actually begins at 6 o'clock. So. And the game has Wildcat Insider, lots of K-State things to talk
about. My dad was excited about the Chiefs game tonight. So my 94-year-old dad, he was all excited. He said it was going to be a tough one.
Yep. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus.
Yes, thank you. I just one comment real quickly. I heard a gentleman earlier talking about Bill Snyder's family stating. He said one key word, family.
Yep.
How many times has a... As a single parent, an aunt or an uncle, for example, taking a grandson or a niece or nephew to a game for the first time and been so proud of the way things are, but yet have to listen to the garbage that those kids put out. That's my only comment.
That's a good point, but unfortunately, there are too many people that just don't care.
And it isn't just kids doing it.
No, it's not just kids. There's adults
too.
Out there, too. And, you make a very good point. Thanks for your call. Appreciate your comment.
You. Bye-bye.
3 minutes now before 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN. And this is, you know, on a local level, this is a story that's going to continue to be discussed. I know the K-State Collegian today has a big article on it, and I don't know if it was addressed over the weekend in any other press offerings. But this is something that it's a challenge. You know, I just adore Frank. I just adore Frank Trace.
I served on a jury with the man, so I know Frank fairly well.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. He jokingly referred to, I've had a lot of storms that he's had to weather in the last few years. But this is some, you know, there are a few greater K-State enthusiasts and fans and influences than Frank Trace.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just, I can't imagine a level of frustration that he would have. And, you know, the comments that Coach Snyder offered as well. Via video shortly after that situation happened.
Did you want to elaborate on what the coach said? I caught some of it, or were you not able to catch all of it?
I did not hear it, but I know, you know, it's just like, you know, this is a time-honored tradition.
Right.
You know, and you know, there have been a lot of situations with fans, and it's not just at Kansas State University. There are fans everywhere that get out of control. That get out of control and make things worse for everybody.
It's
and
just a game, people.
A lot of blemishes. But unfortunately, we've had too many of those.
I know.
And one is too many. One is too many. And, you know, we had the situation, you know, the quote-unquote court storming and the chicken winging. And, you know, there's, you know, the playing of Sandstorm has been a big controversy, especially at Bramlage Coliseum when KU comes to play, to play here. And how that has impacted the games. I talked about this earlier. You know, KU last year, you know, we had a pretty good game going, and, you know, we were ahead, and then Sandstorm came on, and crowd was into it. The chant began.
It can backfire on you, folks.
And it backfired. It backfired. And you know, and that's, you know, sometimes what the fans want, you know, isn't necessarily the best.
True.
So there's a lot of fun things that, you know, fun facts that you can take into this situation, but it's disturbing.
It's disturbing. Most definitely
I'm
is.
Glad we had a chance to talk about it, and, you know, so many of you who know K-Staters that are out there enjoying the game, if you know somebody that is doing that, you need to just, you know, chicken wing them and say, hey, stop that. Okay, so maybe not chicken wing them. Or just tap on their shoulder.
There you go.
Kathy, thanks. This was fun. This was fun in light of the news of the day. It's always good to
Most
share
definitely.
The program with you. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. In Focus tomorrow, City Manager Ron Fear, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. Chiefs on the radio tonight. Don't forget Wildcat Insider also. That begins at 4. The voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, to join John and Tyler and the crew. It's 10 a.m. Good morning.